Let's wait till you get in the milk.
You come
okay,
get one.
I said that didn't
do it. What's that?
This is the salt one.
I see you ain't your spot.
Oh, what a beautiful day it is in the Lord. Hallelujah. Put your hands together and give God a hand clap of praise for another opportunity to lift up your voice and thank Him for breathing breath in your body, waking you up this morning, starting you on your way. There's nobody like me. This is the day the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in Jesus' name. Yes, we get ready to start the service. I will say this, no announcements. We are praying for the bereaved families, of course. We are praying for still those who are caught up in the pandemic. We are praying for those who are unemployed. We are praying for those who just need plain old strength. Amen. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to meet with other pastors. Pastor Dan down the road from Hopedale Christian Church and up the road, Deep Creek. Pastor Fargus, amen, Deep Creek Baptist Church, and we're going to put a collaboration together where we're going to try to do a food bank, we're going to try to do a clothing drive, we're going to try to raise some medicine, we're going to try to help somebody along the way, and we have to cut the grass, whatever we have to do, we just going to have to start blessing somebody, ain't that right? Amen, amen. Well, the service is about to start. I'm going to turn it over to the praise team, and we're going to get Minister Cook to carry the service, and I will see you when it's preaching time. Amen? Amen.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Such a beautiful day that we have. Glad to see each and every one of you out here today. It's hot, but glad to see you. Just wanted to let everybody know that the call-in line is still open so that you can listen to it through the call-in if you're unable to get to it on Facebook or on the website. We want to thank this glorious praise team for their wonderful songs to praise and lift us up this morning, knowing that the Lord is high and he's always nearby. Today's scripture this morning is coming from Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 48. I'll give everybody a moment to find it. I'm reading out of the American Standard Version, and it reads, "You have heard that it was said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, and pray for them that persecute you, that ye may be sons of the Father who is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and he sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. For if we love them that love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the Gentiles the same? Ye therefore shall be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." But that's a command for us right there. Be perfect as our Father is perfect. That's something that we can strive to each and every day to do. And as someone once said to me, it's another day to get it right. That was the word of God for the people of God. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to have prayer from Minister Turner.
Let us go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, just once again, that we find ourselves at the throne of grace. Mm-hmm. We'd just like to thank you, dear Lord, for the opportunity that you have put in front of us.
Yes.
Dear Lord, you've given us another opportunity to serve you and to do your will, dear Lord.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Dear Lord, you woke us up this morning.
Thank you, Father.
You gave us some strength. You gave us our right mind.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Dear Lord, I just ask that you please just show us the way to use it.
Yes, Lord.
To bless you, mm-hmm. and to bless your kingdom. Dear Lord, we just thank you, dear Lord, that in these days that you are allowing us to stand on the same ground that others are sinking. Dear Lord, you're just such a blessing.
Yes,
we just thank you for being who you are. God, we just love you.
Mm-hmm.
We love you, and we thank you for loving us.
Yes, Lord.
It's just hard to believe that you are our friend.
Mm-hmm.
But we just thank you. We're not even worthy of what you do, but we thank you so very much.
Yes.
Dear Lord, we ask that you please go into the hospitals, dear Lord. Touch those who are sick,
mm-hmm.
and need your touch.
Yes.
Dear Lord, go into the prisons. Dear Lord, touch them. Dear Lord, touch our officials, dear Lord, the ones that make the laws and controlling the government.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Lord, touch them.
Yes.
Dear Lord, help them to do things the way that you would have it done.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Lord, but also just continue to touch us. Give us sense enough to be able to discern and to be able to do the right thing, even when they're telling us the wrong way to go. Dear Lord, we love you. We thank you. In and we bless your holy name, for your name is to be praised. Thank you for this day. And again, we thank you for another opportunity to bless your holy name.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. I bleed the blood.
Oh,
Faith is increased.
Mm-hmm.
Through preaching, our hope is brought stronger.
Yeah.
Through preaching, God, we are encouraged to become the children of God.
Yes.
God, I thank you for the opportunity to stand before your people, and I decrease, God, that your Holy Spirit may increase. As I ask you to move this morning, Lord, as you always do, from heart to heart and breast to breast.
Yes,
then, God, I pray that you would breathe on your message,
yes,
that you would encourage and strengthen your preacher.
Yes, yes.
And then, God, you will love us, God, as that we can love one another.
Yes, yes.
Pray this prayer by faith in Jesus' name.
Jesus name.
Let the faithful of God say amen.
Amen.
Today, I invite your attention to the Gospel of St. Luke. The Gospel of St. Luke. The sixth chapter, I will begin reading at the 27th verse. That's Luke's gospel. The sixth chapter, I will begin reading at the 27th verse. Reading from the New International Version this morning, and it reads thusly. But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If someone slaps you on your cheek, turn the other cheek. And if someone takes your coat, do not withhold your shirt. Give to everyone who asks you. And if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. You love those who love you. What credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies, do good to them and lend to them without expecting to get back anything. Then your reward will be great and you will be children of the Most High because he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. I'm going to take the subject from the text itself. Love your enemies. Love your enemies. This may seem like a hard thing to do, to love your enemies. But if Jesus said we can love our enemies, it's because we have the power to love our enemies. Dr. Martin Luther King, quote from his book, Strength of Love. And in this, he quotes what people love to quote. That's darkness cannot drive out darkness, and hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Then most people would think that it's hard to love, but it's not. It's easy to hate. Most folk who are hateful more likely they are coward. They are afraid to face or say what they need to say or do what they need to do. But in love, you can cover a multitude of sin. God tells us that the thief comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. But the Lord said that I come that they may have life and life more abundantly. I hear you already before I get started. I'm talking about loving your enemies. It would seem a hard thing to do to love your enemies. Ain't that right? Most of y'all, when I said love your enemies, when I said the word enemy, immediately someone or something popped into your head. Amen. But if you want the blessings of the Lord, you got to hear what the Lord said, and you got to love your enemies. So who is your enemy? It depends on how you look at it. Nation rose up against nation, and so now we are enemies of other countries, amen, because of policy. Democrats think they're opposed to Republicans when they should be standing together. And even churches become enemies of one another because of policies of baptism, policies of communion, whatever your denomination is, Baptist, Methodist, United Church of Christ. People will stand opposed to one another based on doctrine, but we forget to read the scripture I just read because that told me to love my enemies. Amen, somebody. Four things the Lord told us to do in this text, and I'm going to try to break it down as quickly as I can, and we're going on to the house. Love your enemies, right? The second thing he said is bless them that curse you. The third thing he said is do good to them bad. And the fourth thing he said is to pray for your enemy, right? All right, let me show you how we're supposed to work this thing. It's easy to those who are hateful. You somebody you think that are opposing you. It's easy to love somebody who's in your family, somebody that's kind to you, somebody that's good. It's easy to love them. But how can it with the power of God? There's no other way that you can love your enemy other than the power of the Lord. I was looking at those who stood out in Raleigh, and they wanted to open the economy up. And I'm not mad with them because some people are afraid that through the economy, amen, if the economy fails, they don't have jobs, and they have the right to do opening carry law and different things like that. But I'm trying to tell you this morning that God will provide. I'm trying to tell you this morning that no matter what happens, God said that he give bread to the eater and seed to the sower. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. God will take care of you. Amen, somebody. Then you have Christians who are standing out protesting and being angry, amen, talking about opening up because they don't understand that God will provide. Amen. But you are supposed to love. Now listen, I'm not talking about emotional love. I'm not talking about the Greek words that were used in most of the text, eros love. That's the romantic love. That's the love that you have one for another person, where your heart is flooded with love for that person and you have a romantic interest in that person. That's eros love. Amen. Then it's stoic love, where you just love your family because that's your brother, you love them, that's your sister, you love them, amen. And that type of love. And then there's filial love, where everyone should have that type of love. That's the brotherly love, amen, that you should have. Have one for another, especially those of us who are of the household of faith. We are supposed to love one another. But then God gives us the ability not only to love people in your family, not only to love people that are in the church, but to love people outside. To be able to love people that may not be lovable, but the love that you have in you gives them courage, amen, to make them lovable, amen. Dr. King and his sermon at Dexter Avenue Baptist this church talked about Abraham Lincoln at one time had an opposer. Amen. Edward Stanton was an opposer to Abraham Lincoln and everything, and he wasn't running against Abraham Lincoln, but he was going about backstabbing Abraham Lincoln, talking about Abraham Lincoln abusing the name of Abraham Lincoln. And when Abraham Lincoln won the election and became the president of the United States, he took Edward Stanton and made him the Secretary of War. Amen. And then somebody went to him and they got angry. They said, Dr. King, not Dr. King, but Abraham Lincoln, how can you do this, President, when this man has been talking about you and coming against you and abusing your name and Abraham Lincoln said, you don't understand. Now one who you to be my enemy has become my friends. They say when Abraham Lincoln Lincoln was assassinated, Edward Stanton was down. Watching him as he died, and Edward Stanton said that this man now stands among the gods. Amen. Changed the heart, and I'm trying to tell somebody this morning, you can argue with folks, you can try to get your opinion across, you can try to get revenge. Amen. But the best thing you can do for those who treating you bad, or they thinking they getting away with it, just go ahead on and love them through it. Amen. Because my God can do much more for you against them than you could ever do. Amen. You can get rid of high blood pressure. You can get rid of stress. You can get rid of a whole lot of things if you start worrying about what people are doing and what people are saying, and just go ahead on and love people through your pain. God will step up and make them all right. No, you have to love your enemies. Next thing you got to do is you got to bless somebody. Proverbs 18:21 says it like this. It said, death and life is in the power of the tongue. And they that eat the fruit thereof shall enjoy it. Amen. I'm saying to you that if you bless somebody, if you pray for somebody, if you lift up somebody, you'd be surprised how much love and bless the hearts of people versus arguing and fussing. James chapter 2 said like this. That if you see somebody that's dressed up that look good, you see somebody you think that's prominent and got money in position, and you show them love, and then you see somebody else who's dressed poorly, hey man, they don't look like they have much, and you treat them terribly, hey man, you don't have the love of God in you. But if you have the love of God in you, it's the agape love of God. That's the unconditional love of God. So in this text, the Lord said, love your enemies. He said, you not only do you love your enemies, but do good to those who hate you, and bless those who curse you, and pray for those who mistreat you. Lord, what are you talking about in the text that minister book read in the book of Matthew? It tells you in there that if a person slap you on one cheek to turn the other cheek. I know I hear you in your car, because if somebody hit me, like mama told me, you hit them back, ain't that right? But the thing, what the Lord was using there was hyperbole. In other words, he was exaggerating it, so you would get the point. Back in the days, that they would have someone who would be publicly humiliated by someone in office, amen. And that person would take them them in public and put them down on their knees. And slap them in the face. And then when the Lord was preaching this, the people that was listening to him understood what he was talking about. Amen. But what the Lord was saying, that if somebody put you in a bad situation and they abuse you on one side, man, and go ahead on and let them try to think that they getting away with it. And the more they talk about you and the more they abuse you, the Lord will lift you up, amen, and put you in a position of prominence, amen. Then the Lord said that if you got a cloak, amen, if you got a cloak on your back, and somebody take that coat, amen, go on and give them another coat, amen. Let them know that the love of God is in you. Amen. Not only that, if a person compels you to walk 1 mile, because you know when Simon and Serena, when Jesus was carrying the cross, they compelled him and made him carry the cross.